leaders in our service are, because we also have our main folk trying to push us back when they've made one step and we are pushed to step backward. So for us to move forward, let us stop criticizing each other. There's a steering committee, but that steering committee wouldn't have all the ideas. Whatever ideas that comrades have or whatever they have, let them take those ideas up to the steering committee so that we can push each other up. What I have seen is that there's very little time to come up with programs in this institution, because we have fitted ourselves into a program that is male-orientated. Even now, it is still male-orientated. The program of committees, ensuring that this committee is not given even the space to even sit down and look at itself and try and find itself. That itself is an oppression. So, and we have accepted that for the last 20 years. And we need to go to programming and say, programming, here we want to sit as a committee, and these are the things that we want to do. Unfortunately, there's very little, there's even little information on theory of understanding the oppression of women. So, even the programs that we take to, you call them strategic committee or ATC, you don't know what to tell them, what clear programs that you want, to come up with. So, we need assistance from yourself, members, so that we can engage each other in the next 5 years. We should have moved at least one step, even if we have not moved 5 steps, but one step forward. Thank you very much. And before you come to echo, I appreciate the input that has been given by the previous speaker. But I think some of the issues really should be emphasized in coming to echo, being recommended by their very good team. So that for progress sake on this matter that we have on the agenda, can we just indicate already some of it we have agreed and seconded each other on the issue of the 20 years celebration, and then I hope you'll be that as I said what happened. Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. In fact, I have already been preempted. I was going to suggest that we're still waiting for the new steering committee to take its position, and that whatever we say will be useful to say, but really we need to be communicating directly with the new steering committee. Suffice to say, I think that the point about an ongoing celebration per se makes some sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is from structure. Thank you, Chair. Mine is on structures, which will be one of the task the steering committee must be able to address. Because we have this particular committee, we have the portfolio committee on women, we have CWP. From one experience in the past, there was no synergy between those particular committees in Parliament, and it was creating a serious problem. I hope that the steering committee, as it sits, it will consider those particular structures as to how are we going to relate with one another. That is going to be the terms of reference of the caucus of the women portfolio committee, so that we are not really going to have similar challenges going forward.
Thank you, Honorable. If I understand you very well, you are talking about the Commonwealth.
Yes, I'm talking about the Commonwealth Parliamentary, Women Parliamentary, and I'm also talking about Portfolio Committee on Women, which has been established.
Yeah, I think I understand very well what you're saying. These are the overlaps that we're talking about. Do get
See, just before coming, I was want to allow the, I would like to allow the acting secretary. I hope next time we'll be saying secretary.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairman. I think the first question that must be answered is, are we going to have a an overview of 20 years of the role of Parliament and how it impacted on women and the conditions of women in South Africa for the situation? Yes, we are. And we are going to have it a year longer. The advantage of not locating all of women later at 2 months or much as it was unfortunate that we couldn't do anything, but we also realized that we need the convergence of women's application. So we as a bit of a started putting some ideas, and so we need to come back and present to the Fair Committee as well as to the multi-party Fair Committee of the Liberal Democracy. We're going to have that already in the proposed program that we have, which we will share with your thoughts. And then we will obviously be talking about all the achievements and as well as challenges. The ideas that have come up is to collect what the impressions of South African women are about them and the way done, and how women have benefited from the legislation. Some legislations are good, some legislations that might actually not have worked the way in which legislature calls to do work. So that's what happened. And then, long, we are, when we launched the 20 years of democracy, we decided, and it can change, that a year to us is from, like, it would have been from 1st of April, occasion that it would have been in excess, I think, then we can buy time up to next year, April, effective. However, we envisage that, indeed, with one evidence that Honorable Merit has spoken about, because this Parliament has not even completed its strategic plan, it is very likely that there will be inputs, indeed there will be inputs that then even influence the way in which we deal with all that sort of problems, and therefore influences the 20-year democracy program or project, so that it's federally far beyond the what institutions call April to April. So we are very, very alive to the fact that certain things might change with the priorities of the state government. So it's not like what you call business as usual. So there might be shifts, and those shifts will be put into the program. I think what we would like as officials is at least when we reconstitute the 20 years of democracy, multi-party state committee, the Women's Caucus representation should be there and with a clear mandate of how we want the whole program to unfold and the areas of emphasis. So we will just come with proposals and members will actually influence politically what you want to see. So maybe that we will have to come back to make a presentation once we sorted out all the government structures, political government structures. So I think those are the two things that I'd like to talk to the rest of the government about, the research to the other meetings, the organization of the sector. Thanks.
I think we have rounded up the question that you have. But I also want to say a acting sector. It was quite a concern of the members, multi-party members, for quite some time now that this August month celebration has been given to officials, and hence we detect enough information. And your recommendation today, I think, is going to respond to that concern that you are going to be working with the political so that it's going to advance what the women would like to see. Having said that, I am quite concerned, I think, also some of the members that yes, we are aware that this work has been delegated to you as officials by the speaker, the deputy, and the speaker and the deputy. But I'm definitely going to hear from our members. It doesn't mean if it has been delegated to officials, we must not see their presence here. We are going to write to them and indicate to them what is our concern. We are not saying this that because we have a major deputy speaker. But it is a concern of most of the women here, because we have acted with them and these were their areas of concern. But we thank you very much for your time, and we really think we are going to be working with you, and we know that there is so much that you people have to do, but also thank you that it came to your attention that the involvement of the management is very important. Thank you very much. You remember when we had our last meeting that we were asked to go back and convene a meeting of the parties, because in that meeting we only had a PDF. And we did exactly what we wanted. Above that, we also invited the Matiti Center to come and make a handover in that very meeting. And I think it was quite profitable, because now we know exactly what they have done, and where we are going to be just coming when we put up our program. So we did that, and in that meeting, unfortunately I don't have the minutes of the meeting, but I can confirm to you that we had a DA, that meeting we had a UTM, and we had the IMP. Those are NDAC, of course. Those are the parties that were there. I don't know what they can take to the other parties, but those are the parties that were present for that day. When we came up with SDL committee, our contested, high contested in that meeting, how to make before I go ahead with the one chair, prior to that day, also remember that we had expected that the SUP government has come for. But let me explain to you, this is a quantity person, because all the time we were just surprised why I'm extending the name. And I didn't know that the committee that they had no money. The NOP is another committee I don't want to say called Edit by Men. And that I learned from the chief when we were speaking in another meeting, because he absolutely knew that we are not. So I was shocked when we were talking about NCM. So I think there was a communication breakdown. We thought Secretary should be a communication with them. And the Secretary telling me that in that meeting we said, the week, and the weekend does it before money. I think that site is running around for 8 years. Very, just gone out. So we don't have that labor yet. But we have established a steel committee and pay the request. And we cannot be held, a bank by the fact that we don't have one member. I think it's too much better. The names of the members of the steel committee are as follows. Morudwa R.F. and Honorable Kuno, Honorable Tsu, P, Senge, G. I don't know what that is, this other G that is. The pardon me, Nidia, I don't know the exact name. That's why I'm being ready. And the Honorable Nidia, Dora A. And we have Gomo F from the IFP, and we have Majeke N from UTM. As you know, we have nominated a chairperson who is Moruga. In that meeting, the other thing that we said we needed is a deputy chair from the party. So in that meeting, it was ultimately that the deputy chairperson who is the former board from the IFP. All the other members happen to be part of the steel committee. And that is the situation. I don't know whether you would like to comment, because that was the request of the that we should go and establish the steel committee. What we need now is to approach the situation. So this means that and we don't want to go back and discuss because that's one way you can take it. Thank you. I'll allow people who need to start the chat.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to express the point of view of the official opposition that the whole process was very badly managed. As has been said previously, the communication was poor, there was a lot of cross communication, letters didn't reach us, and therefore we weren't able to turn up as we should have. And there's even a letter from you to our chief which said you haven't responded, but that letter had never been received. So this is in fact why the DA was not able to come up and didn't consult with the other parties. There should have been a consultation between all of them, but because the communication didn't happen and it was chaotic, we're not happy with the process. I actually understood from what the acting secretary was saying that we were going to review the process and start all over again. I may be wrong, but we certainly don't endorse the situation. And perhaps you can consider that you might have option extra person, but we feel if this is to be a truly democratic, multi-party caucus, that you should at least have one member from the official opposition there. Thank you.
You want me to okay.
Yes, I also just wanted to say that we would like to be representing or have a representative on the committee. Because we're coming session that he, I just want to confirm what Honorable Robertson is actually saying.
Are you also supposed to be?
Yes.
Yeah. Honorable Lema, the best. Yes. Behind you, Elizabeth, you're not there.
One
time to
Okay, my name is Kumza Sobowana from EFF. Mine is just a question. I don't want to share about when was that meeting, because we didn't receive anything.
Chair, I think in that meeting we said that the official, because the first meeting was convened by them, said that they must actually have the chair to convene the opposition party for them to come up with the deputy chair. But if the opposition party is seated here, and in that meeting, there was one opposition which was EFF, and we then requested the official to assist the chair to convene the meeting of all opposition to elect their representative. So, as the chair, if you have two official opposition that are saying they were not aware of it, it's something else, we should then say again the chair, we're not rejecting the process that others are saying. We are continuing it. Where we are now is that the official opposition and other oppositions meet and come up with their representatives in that meeting.
The any hands from this side? Honorable Chairman,
are we using this only talking just
okay?
Honorable members, honorable members, may I just hear everything? I personally, a family member, approached the DA, and namely Honorable Russia, after the failure of the selection of members into the government. I approached her and I said the meeting couldn't go on because your members were not there, and we tried by all means to actually do the correct thing. I therefore say, in the presence of everybody here, Honorable Robertson, you know that I have told you. I said contact Honorable Sterling around the selection of the candidate from the DM. So today, I think it's understood. So they have referred to the whole process as a failure. In a chaotic, it makes sense because that sends a message. This will loud appear as women. We still not coming together. We have to learn to pull together. Even in the fourth parliament, the person who eventually came up was from the IFP. So can we then say we have to have a change of mindset and say whatever work we do is for the benefit of every woman irrespective of political affiliation. Thank you.
I am going to give a chance Okay, that's it.
You know, Honorable Lema, we have done what he has to do. And in actual fact, in that meeting, we explained to Honorable Robert that this is her thinking. There is no way, you know, on the rules where it says the opposition party, what they call it, the official of the world. I don't know who is not official. Official opposition party, yes, should be considered to be, because what she was saying, actually, what raised the whole thing, she was there. And talking about being a deputy because they are deputy chair, because they are the opposition. And we get this. Now here on the item, we have a program of what transpired. We are not going to go back to that meeting here now. Because what Honorable Rosina said, in that meeting, our last meeting, that's how it was said, that the opposition parties should go back and call in their meeting. And I'm going to allow the secretary here to explain to people what transpired, what he did so far. Thank you. And from there, really, I'm not going to dwell on it. I think we have done what we are supposed to do. And it's very disappointing that people who have been telling us that they have been in this committee for the last 3 terms, they are the ones who seem not to understand. Because that has been going on. There was nothing of official. We had the opposition party selecting someone who's going to be a deputy. We never had a situation where we were talking about official. I'm not going to allow that because it's really going to drain us from what we're doing. Can you please?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to give clarity as to what we did from our part to let the official effect of the opposition parties know that we had the true name. We issued letters to all the chief offices of opposition parties, and the response that we got was both from the IMP and the DA, indicating that they would be forwarding the two names that we needed. We avoided those names. We convened a steering committee where all the ANC members that are within the steering committees were present. Also present in that meeting was the DA member who was indicating that she was not happy with the process. The steering committee underwent that process where the two members were forwarded to the meeting of the steering committee, and the two names were agreed on. And the steering committee had decided that it was not necessary. In fact, it's not in the rules that the official opposition should therefore take the seat of deputy chairperson.
Treaty lava pas kona PESF. Pasho mwen kou klangan, wye ni mwoma, 아마 opposition 하지 않고 소개 원하는 말 속에 뭐고지 아마 내 친구 쓰이 되게 못나게 다 그냥 그만 거나 드리는 체인 해서 거는 거지 본인의 이익이 된 거니 so 신나게 원하는 아마 이래 말이에요 to put our guys as you get them and then just 내라요 오늘 거니 thank you
Can we just know the concern and ask the affected members to send their representatives and go forward?
There's a certain number of the scale because you can't just allow people to send people. Yeah, that is the reason why I said the opposition should convene their meeting so that they can give us. We can't just be adding on. If dying delay didn't do what we're supposed to do, that is an unfortunate DMC problem.
No, thanks, Chair, for the opportunity of your time. Chair, what I wanted to say, I wanted to let you know, what the secretaries were giving us is an administrative problem. Mm-hmm. So we cannot then at this meeting hold the example to resolve that as the honorable member, if I can do that way. So what I would like to take on here is to second with the subject of the latter part because the limited number that we do, that we support the same copy as it has been presented to us and probably possibly to move forward. Thank you.
Chair, now I want to move on to say that it doesn't matter which opposition is there because we need the opposition is there. We must move on so that we can implement the process that is supposed to implement. At the end of the day, all of us will be there in meetings to rectify whatever that the steering committee has decided. It's not that the steering committee is going to decide somewhere there. It has to come to the bigger forum and ask your mandate to move forward. So you are still in the steering committee, you are not there in the steering committee. You can still make an input here. And make us move forward in the process. I'll only take a second now. And wait, you see, I'm afraid that I just don't want to be biased. I'm leading this meeting, you know, and we would like everyone to be satisfied, but people should also understand that they are protected. I'm going to allow the whip on our job.
No, I have a problem with my voice. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I agree with what Honourable Member said, the one who talked for me. There were processes and procedures that they followed. If those opposition party members were not in that part of the meeting, I think we cannot all be for that. There are so many things that we need to do as a women's caucus, and we cannot be held back because somebody didn't attend the meeting and does not agree to a name. If we're going to have a meeting that we're going to discuss names, I think we're going to have a problem. There was a process, it happened, and the secretary for this committee spoke about what he did, the effort that he made to make sure that all of us are representative or there is a member of the opposition in the steering committee. And I agree with corporate party that it has been, the process has been done, it has been followed, and can we just carry on with the steering committee members and we'll wait for the NCOP name. Thank you, Chair.
Now,
Chairperson, I mean members, honorable members. There is one error I would like to see. I think the names that we have here are just not enough. We left out the name of the chair of the women's committee. No, she is supposed to be. Yeah. It's not a matter of whether we like it or not, that how is here in committee. So, honorable chairperson, she's also on. Yes, and we are going to wait for that name. Now, I want a person who is telling us that they endorse a second. Honorable Tati Nemera.
I don't know.
He has not been endorsed. So, are you the one who's endorsed for one?
I'm endorsing the whole process.
Do we have another hand? The caller of this question. I think that was the number
that was there. I support the
endorsement. Well, I've looked around and I touched some of the other members. Thank you very much.
Can you go to
the bullets that talked about the strategy planning session? What are the rules? I thought you are going to, because I know you have a strategy. About how what delayed us in all these programmatic issues that we should have held on, but what worked is safety, because we were told that we must not stop equity. That is the reason why we couldn't do most of the things that we're supposed to do. Now here we are, we should be dealing with the issue of the strategy, and this is a strategic planning, I suppose. We can just throw in what the members who are seated here think it should look like, because we are expected also to come up with a business planning so that they can deal with our budget. These are issues that would be the priority of the CM committee maybe to deal with. But I just want to hear from people what do they think it should look like. I'm going to allow just 7 minutes to so that Koban, Honorable Koban, Deputy Minister.
Can we propose the process that the steering committee should actually come up with a framework which will then be presented in this meeting, and then members then make inputs and then then finalize, yes, elaborate and finalize the strategy.
Thank you, Chair. It's not a matter of clarity. Are we not supposed to have a strategic planning session? Are we going to consider the different ones in the NSA or maybe have a session as a matter of the main caucus?
Maybe I'm not making myself clear enough. That's why I started by saying
we were really delayed by the fact that we had to stop everything so that the peace should go on. Here we find ourselves now, where we are. Now, our time to give an indication of what should have happened if it was a normal situation. The strategic planning that we're talking about, the way to come up with the strategic planning, we're not going to convene a meeting of a what was the suggestion that's now? A time frame. That will be dealt with. And we have, while we were talking about the strategic planning, by the way, we have other meetings that have been going on. We also thought, if we are talking about the strategic planning, what was said by one of the that we need to have people who are going to come in and address us on some issues. Because we are members of the SADC. We have requested someone from SADC who would come in and give us the issue give us how an explanation of how we should deal with this. There are several issues that should be clear. Because we meet the SADC PF General Assembly, there are other things that we don't know as this fifth parliament Mati Caucus. The strategic planning therefore is something that will engage some of the concerns that are raised. Right? That's why I was giving the platform. That's to kind of, you know, the synopsis of what is being done. Definitely, we are not going to focus on a framework and not do our work. Honorable.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think the easiest way, because now we are behind schedule in terms of the other things that we are supposed to do. The route that Honorable Semenya is proposing, that the steering committee should be able to treat the information that you are having on issues of SADC and other related matters will be dealt with by the steering committee and make a draft of what we will go and discuss in the strategic planning, so that we don't go into strategic planning without the issues that we believe are of essence. And of strategic nature that we should be able to deal with. So I align myself with what Honorable Semenya has said, but maybe what we need to do is to give the steering committee time frame of when we can be able to get that template or the proposal that they would have put to the fore.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think the last two input yes, and that's what I'm saying, the last few proposals that we've just heard here has already given us a way forward as I see it. You yourself, Honorable Chairperson, says we won't forget the time frame, you know, sort that out. My proposal has been 2 weeks. You give them too long, they'll never give up anything. But what I think would be important for us, for you, Chairperson, is if we can get that, all the women of Parliament, whether we care or not, you know, people sitting here, everyone, send that out, so that we prepare ourselves, so that when we come back, we give concrete comments that will take us forward. So I totally agree with you, Chairperson, and I don't think we want a 36-page document. We just want to look a 5-pager or something. And really, we rely on you, Chairperson. You really lead us well. Please continue to do so. Thank you.
I don't think we have anything else. We are all agreeing that we should defend this to the steering committee and then come back
Now we just want to say according to our program in Parliament, the multi-party this forum meets once a month, and the steering committee also meets prior to that meeting once a month, and even this 2 hours on Wednesday. And we must also take it into consideration that it's precious. That's what one of the people was talking about, that we have a very dominated parliament that doesn't consider our content, but I think we have to really take a leap of dealing with it. So, we'll try a nation, wherever it's possible, we can't wait for another 2 weeks, so that we hasten the whole process.
On the book chair, you've got the motivation here already. You've indicated to all of us EPCs, the list, the event. We've been held back 2 months, 3 months, whatever we want to say. Develop the motivation, please take it to, I don't know if it's the powers of being, in our case, the speaker's office, or who, take it there and ask. We know we accept this normally once a month, we accept that. But in this case, so that we get moving the full constituency, may we please have an early meeting of the steering committee and another meeting of this grouping within the same month. Purely, and I know that you'll be taking, and I know how good feeling, thank you.
According to our agenda, I think the next item, I think we've it's closed, but someone wants to say something.
Chair, I heard that you were saying that we're supposed to meet every month. So can we request the Secretary Committee to develop that program so that all women can be able to be part of us, including our CEOs, who is a woman, who would want to have and give us the direction that we, how we want to move forward as South African women. So can we just have that program as well as the direction, and we get enough time to speak about ourselves? This 1 hour, 30-minute thing, if this is not really helpful to us, let's schedule the meeting through yourself and the administration and have a program.
That will be considered. Thank you very much. We have come to item number 1-7, closure. Thank you very much, those who have attended, and will take me really to take as I said. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.